In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. Krongyupla. Many years. We have many Marys, don't we? Who's celebrating today? Panayota, Mary, Marika, all of those names. Happy Name Day. What a wonderful feast to celebrate. Today, we end our 15-day Lenten period that began on August 1st and ran until today, the 15th of August. And on this day, we commemorate what? The dormition of the Theotokos, her falling asleep. Our cathedral celebrates its feast day today, the Kimisis, the falling asleep of the Theotokos. And last night it was wonderful to be there with many clergy from around the area. And they do something wonderful at the cathedral. If you've never been, you should try and go next year. Just as we on Holy Friday have an epitaphio for the Lord and we sing the engomia or the lamentations, on it's traditional on this feast day to have an epitaphio, to process the corpus of the Theotokos, and then sing as if we were at her graveside the lamentations. And so last night we celebrated this incredible and moving service, and it was wonderful to be there. It's important to note exactly what we do on this feast day. We do call to mind the Theotokos' falling asleep. And unlike probably half, or I should say three quarters of the Christian world, we do something a little bit different. In the Roman Catholic tradition, what is celebrated is not her falling asleep, but rather her assumption into heaven. The belief being that she did not die and that she was assumed into heaven. And so for many years here in Denver, we called our cathedral what? The Assumption Cathedral. Technically, not necessarily the correct title. It should be the Dormition. Unless we're speaking about, because in the Orthodox teaching, we do say that it is possible that her body, after her death, was assumed into heaven. Now, the Church does not have a body. We have no relics of the Theotokos. We have a tomb, but we have no body. And so it is a common belief within the Church that the Lord, after seeing his mother die, couldn't bear, I have a fly bothering me, couldn't bear to see his mother's body corrupt. And so he took her body and her soul into the heavens. Now, why is it important as Orthodox Christians for us to do two things? Why would we first celebrate her falling asleep? And then, why do we place so much emphasis on the Theotokos? Anybody want to take my spot? No? You want me to tell you? Well, the first one is a little bit tricky. Why do we celebrate her falling asleep? Do we celebrate anybody's birthday in the church? We celebrate three people. We have to be careful. We celebrate Christ, we celebrate John the Baptist, and we celebrate the Theotokos. Those are the only three birthdays we celebrate. All of the rest are feast days of what? Their death. So today we are celebrating, that's the word we use in the church, we are celebrating the day on which the Theotokos died. Now, has anybody been to a funeral before? Is it a celebration per se? It can be. There's usually quite a bit of mourning. Afterwards, there is the meal of blessedness, and generally speaking, at that point, we start to take on a more joyful tone. Why would we celebrate the day on which someone died? Huh? Anybody know? There's not dead, Christiana. You want to say an answer? What? That's the day that they enter into everlasting life. That's their new birthday. That's the day in which they are born into the Lord's kingdom. So just like every one of us, the Theotokos died and entered into eternal life. And so it's only right that we would celebrate this day, because she enters into what? The kingdom of heaven, and she is with her son eternally. And so it is right that we celebrate her death. It's also important that we celebrate her death for another reason. In all of the scriptures, there is only one person that is with the Lord from start to finish. Right? Who's with the Lord at his birth? The Paniya, Mary. She was giving birth to him, so she kind of had to be there, right? The only story that we have of Christ as a child, who's with him? When they go to the temple, right? Mary. Joseph's there too. Now, we don't hear about Joseph ever again. He drops out of the picture. Who's with Jesus while he is doing his public ministry in Galilee? His mother. Who's at the cross? Who's at the ascension? And who gathered the disciples after he had left, before she died? Mary. From start to finish, there's Mary. She's the only person, in a sense, who was with the Lord from beginning to end. So she is the great example of every Christian. She's the mother of all Christians. Because in a sense, every one of us should be with the Lord from our birth to our death. She carried Christ. She carried Christ in a way that none of us can honestly say have. Now, with the kids this last weekend, we had a retreat up at Hot Sulphur for the Paniya. And we talked about the Paniya quite a bit, about our All Holy Lady. And I asked the kids, there's several kids there who were older brothers and sisters. And I said, does anybody here remember when their mommy was pregnant? And most of the kids raised their hands. And I said, did you ever feel your mama's belly when the baby moved? And a lot of the kids said, yeah, I remember. You know, sometimes she'd show and you'd see this like, arm go across. Or sometimes we'd be walking somewhere and mom would go, oh! You'd say, what, mommy? Baby just kicked me. And there was a few moms in the chapel, and I said to them, do you mothers who've been pregnant, do you remember what it was like to feel a baby in your belly, even if it was years ago? And pretty much everybody can nod their head and say, yeah, I kind of remember what that felt like. You know, even the first butterfly feelings, all the way to that uncomfortable backache feeling. In a similar way, we as Christians should act like we're pregnant. Because think about it. When you're pregnant, do you ever forget the fact that you're pregnant? No. It's when a woman gets pregnant, it's on her mind every moment of the day. She wakes up, she knows she's pregnant because she's usually sick. As her day goes, she remembers that she's pregnant because she watches what she's eating all the time. And the phrase, you're eating for two, is perfect. As an Orthodox Christian, you're always eating for two. You're eating for yourself and you're eating for the Lord. So you fast, you watch what you eat. As a pregnant lady, do you watch what you do? Do you do extreme sports? No, you have a babe in your womb. So as Orthodox Christians, we have to watch what we do because we carry Christ. As a pregnant mother, do you even watch what you say? That babe begins, and the studies show that the babe in your womb begins to learn your voice. And so you even watch what you say. You speak to the child, don't you? Even my little daughter, Alexia, will go up to Stacy and she'll kiss the belly and say, "Hi, baby." Right? And mothers speak to their child while it's in the womb. We speak with our Lord as Christians. And even if you're pregnant, do you watch what you wear? Yeah, you got a whole brand of clothing, maternity clothes. As Christians, if we're pregnant with Christ, we'll even watch what we wear. How perfect is the analogy of the Theotokos for Christians? Because a pregnant woman never forgets. And as Christians, we should never forget that we carry Christ. Now, there's so many other analogies and metaphors to draw upon. Think of the lady Theotokos. She took Christ in. She nurtured him. You know, that belly grows. And then she gave birth to him in the world. And as Christians, we carry Christ. We should nurture Christ inside. And then we should give birth to him in the world. Now, I also promised you I would say one other reason why the Theotokos died. I mentioned to you that she entered into eternal life on August 15th, and so we celebrate this day. But I also want you to think about something. I have a mommy. Most of us, all of us, have a mommy. If your mom got sick and it was within your power to cure her, would you? Now, who was Mary's child? Jesus. Did he have the power to sustain her life? You bet. And do you think he wanted to? Probably. He didn't want to see his mom die. Who wants to see their mom die? The Lord didn't. So he probably wanted to sustain her life. But think of this. Who is the greatest of Christians? Mary. Who points to Christ more than any other? Mary. And what was Christ's greatest accomplishment? His resurrection from the dead, which we can only participate in by dying. And so Mary, in humility, points to the Lord even in her death. I can almost imagine, and Lord forgive me, but I can almost imagine the dialogue. "Mommy," the Lord saying, "I don't want you to die." And Mary saying, "Son," in humility, "and to point the way to you more completely, let me pass. I trust in you, and I trust in your resurrection from the dead, and I know I will be with you and will be raised from the dead." Can you imagine the humility, the trust, and the faith of the Paniyya? So it's only right to honor her, to elevate her, to bless her, to ask for her intercessions, and to follow her. I've given you plenty of reasons this morning, right? As you leave here today, ponder on these things, as Mary pondered on things that the Lord did, keeping them in her heart. That's what the scriptures tell us. You leave here and ponder on the example of Mary, keeping these things in your heart and maturing in the Lord. God bless you. Many, many years to those who are celebrating their name day today. May we be all together, as Father Lou loves to say, next year in health, praising and blessing the Lord.